The Voice of America presents Martin Block and his make-believe ballroom. One of the many methods by which American popular songs reach their audience is through the so-called disc jockey, an announcer-commentator who broadcasts recordings and comments on the music and the artists. Of all America's disc jockeys, Martin Block is the most famous. His informal, casual comments have made him a national favorite, and his radio programs are heard from coast to coast. Today, the Voice of America brings you another in the series of broadcasts featuring Martin Block and his make-believe ballroom. And now here is Martin Block.
Hello again. Welcome to the Make-Believe Ballroom. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Martin Block in the crystal studio of this fabulous ballroom, from which point it's possible to bring you every week at the same time the best in the new records. The best of new records made in America. And every once in a while we have a new one that's made in places other than America. But you hear the newest music from the Make-Believe Ballroom, and you hear it wherever you are, just as quickly as we hear it in the USA. That's one of the things I like about this little old make-believe ballroom. It enables us all to know what's new in music, no matter where we are, no matter where we live. So if you like good music, all you have to do is tune in this Voice of America station every week at the same time, and you'll know what's happening in music. Of course, we've heard from Mr. Freddie Martin many times here at the ballroom on our international broadcasts. I've told you about Freddie and his golden saxophone, about that mighty sweet band that he leads, and Freddie makes his headquarters in Los Angeles, out in the sunny state of California. He plays at the Ambassador Hotel out there, and he's been there for many, many years. Perhaps it's the decor of the coconut grove at the Ambassador that instituted the writing of this song. It's called "I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts." And I can just picture a songwriter sitting in the coconut grove, looking at all the coconut palm trees with coconuts hanging from them and little toy monkeys swinging around in the trees and saying, "I've got to write a song about that." So we get a new song, "I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts." Of course, actually, I believe the song was written in England. But just for our own imagination, let's make believe it was written at the coconut grove, huh? Freddie Martin and Merv Griffin and the ensemble sing it.
Down at an English fair, one evening I was there, when I heard a showman shouting underneath the flare,
"I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, there they are standing in a row, big ones, small ones, some as big as your head, give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, every ball you throw will make me rich. There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roly bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Singing roly bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch. Singing roly bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Roly bell, a ball, roly bell, a ball, singing roly bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Thank you. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
They're lovely.
There they are, standing in a row.
One, two, three, four.
Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head.
And bigger.
Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist. That's what the showman said.
Now that I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
La, 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 la.
Every ball you throw will make me rich.
Have a banana.
There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roly poly, ball a penny a pitch. All together now.
Singing roly poly, ball a penny a pitch.
Harmony.
Singing roly poly, ball a penny a pitch.
Roly poly, ball.
Roly poly, ball.
Singing roly poly, ball a penny a pitch. Ball a penny a pin.
I see. We have different ideas. I wanted to make believe it was written in California. Freddie, that it did it just as if it were written in England, where it was written. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts performed for the first time here at the ballroom. Now, Dinah Shore and Harry Zimmerman's orchestra, and a very good record from Dinah. This is a song that I know will appeal to many of our friends in Scotland. You know the song Annie Laurie? Annie Laurie has been with us for a long time. But a songwriter is now telling us the story of Annie Laurie. It's a whole new melody, but almost the same story. Listen.
Oh, the story of Annie Laurie is told an old melody, and I so love the part where he says with his heart, if you leave me, I'll lay me down and die. I've a darling who's kind and human, a blessing from heaven is he. And the story of Annie Laurie could be told of my darling and me.
I know an old-fashioned love song.
Entertaining some very fine talent on our broadcast today. Freddie Martin's Grand Orchestra, Dinah Shore, now Frank Sinatra. Frank, to give you a good record. And there's a new song that's doing quite well. The Andrews Sisters are next on our list with Gordon Jenkins Orchestra and the chorus. The girls sing, "I Can Dream, Can't I?"
No matter how near you'll be, you never belong to me. But I can dream, can I? Can I pretend that I'm locked in the bend of your embrace? For dreams are just like wine, and I am drunk with mine. I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there. But I can dream, can I? Can I adore you? Of the way our oceans apart, I can't make you open your heart. But I can dream. can't hide. I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there, but I can dream. Open your heart, but I can dream. Can I?
There's another new record for you. I Can Dream, Can't I? You know, we play a lot of new records here at the ballroom, but every once in a while we do an all-request program. Yes, we read our mail, and we have been getting so many wonderful letters, and we do want to say thanks for them. Incidentally, friends, if you have any favorite old records that you'd like to hear at the Make-Believe Ballroom and have dedicated to you, no matter where you are or who you are, write to us. Doesn't make a bit of difference. I mean, you can be any place in the world and have a favorite record. I'm quite sure we have a copy of it at the ballroom. We have almost 100,000 records here. Just about everything you can think of. So you drop me a postcard or a letter. Tell me about listening to the show and what you'd like me to play. We'll feature it on the broadcast in the immediate future. Simply address Martin Block, Voice of America, New York, USA. But now let's go back and hear some more music. Tony Martin. Tony Martin's had some very good records. You know, I played his record of Circus for you here several weeks ago. Well, that record has become very, very popular in the United States. And now he's bringing out another one that he hopes will take its place. This is a very old song, but made over in an ultra-modern style, as you'll recognize it when you hear Tony Martin sing it. Skip Martin's orchestra plays the music, the tune, Toot Toot Tootsie. Goodbye.
Toot toot tootsie, goodbye. Toot toot tootsie, don't cry. The choo choo train that takes me away from you, no words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, tootsie, and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you know I'm in jail. Toot toot tootsie, don't cry. Toot toot tootsie, don't cry. Yesterday I heard a lover's sigh, goodbye, oh me oh my. Seven times he got aboard his train, and seven times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her, toot toot tootsie, goodbye. Toot toot tootsie, don't cry. The choo-choo train that takes me away from you, no words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, tootsie, and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Toot, toot, tootsie, don't cry. Toot, toot, tootsie, don't cry. Kiss me, tootsie, and then do it over again. Watch for for the mail. I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Tootsie, don't cry. Tootsie, goodbye. Goodbye, Tootsie. Don't cry, Tootsie. Tootsie, goodbye.
Yes, that's an oldie from way back. But, of course, it's done up in an entirely different style and features the very fine voice of Tony Martin. And speaking of fine voices, if you've been listening to the Ballroom for any period of time, you heard me mention a young lady by the name of Fran Warren, and I think the first time we featured Fran Warren at the Ballroom, I told you that she was a newcomer, that she was just starting on her way up the ladder of success. And that couldn't have been more than 6 or 7 months ago, my friends. But that is so typical of what goes on in America. No matter who you are, it doesn't make any difference whether you're good-looking or you're not good-looking. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a college graduate or just went to 8th grade in public school. It doesn't make any difference if you're black or white or yellow or what church you worship in. As long as you sing a good song, as long as the public likes the way you perform, you can become a big star and everybody will applaud you. And that's what they're doing for Fran Warren. No matter where she appears, there's always a big hand for Fran. They like her voice. And they like the way she puts a song across. And she has a brand new song here I want you to hear now for the first time. It's called Envy. Just plain Envy. E-N-V-Y.
I envy anyone you happen to meet. I envy anyone you pass on the street. There's a feeling deep within my heart, and it almost tears me apart. What to do? I'm so in love with you. I envy anyone who happens to know. I envy any place you happen to go. Will I ever find a little peace of mind, or must I go on? Wanting your love from day to day.
Thank you, Miss Warren. And while I'm on the subject of newcomers, we have a new band in America. A new band that is very reminiscent of the old Glenn Miller band. Ralph Flanagan with Harry Prime. And you lovers of Glenn Miller's music, I'd like you to take a listen to it. I think you'll admit that Ralph Flanagan comes closer to sounding like Glenn Miller than any band we've ever heard. He's making good music. He's well on his way towards being a very popular band. Ralph Flanagan, and it all depends on you.
I can be happy, I can be sad, I can be good, or I can be bad. It all depends on you. I can be lonely out in a crowd, I can be humble, or I can be proud. It all depends on you. I can save money or spend it, go right on living or end it. You're to blame, honey, for what I do. I know that I can be beggar, I can be king, I can be almost any old thing. It all depends.
That's all we have time for at the Make Believe Ballroom this week. Now, if you'd like to hear more of our new records or have your requests answered, just listen to the ballroom next week, same time, same station. We'll be around with more of your favorite records. And until next time, this is Martin Block saying so long to you and you, and especially to you.
Voice of America has brought you another in its series of broadcasts featuring Martin Block, America's most famous disc jockey, and his Make-Believe Ballroom, a program of America's popular music as recorded by America's popular orchestras.